This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
We continue now with the Buckmaster Show 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our candidate interviews are archived at kvoi.com. In the last segment, we heard from Suzanne Drube. She is the Democrat running for Pima County Assessor. Her opponent is Joanne Sabah, and Joanne is the Republican in the race, and she joins us now on the live line. Joanne, how are you today?
Very well, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and are you a CPA?
Actually, my name is Joanne Sabah.
Sabah.
I am not a CPA. I am an enrolled agent.
Okay.
And the difference between the two is a CPA is a state license. The enrolled agent is a federal license. So my career in my profession is defending taxpayers against the Internal Revenue Service and 54 different taxing jurisdictions. Now, I am aware we only have 50 states, but we actually have 54 taxing jurisdictions.
Really?
So my licensing allows me to cross state lines, cross international boundaries. So I can represent my clients before anybody, whereas with a state license, if you were having a problem, like where my family mostly is in Ohio, you'd have to get permission from Ohio to practice or represent as a CPA.
So that would be the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands.
It is Puerto Rico.
American Samoa.
Okay. Yes. And so, you know, that's the fun thing. Plus, you know, I sometimes get involved with a little bit of looking at tax treaties and, you know, where do you want to go, you know, from here as far as different opportunities for revenues.
So you've run your own tax and accounting business, correct?
I do. I am actually the owner. And just to let you know how important you are and this campaign for me, today, as everybody knows, is October 15th.
Yes.
It is the filing deadline for everyone who did not do their taxes by July 15th.
Really?
Yes. So normally, let's go with the normal school of thought back in the old days when April 15th was the filing deadline. That's an important deadline, but you know, I can file an extension. Today, I can't.
Whoa.
So, yes, these last several weeks, the September 15th filing deadline for corporations and the October 15th for the individuals are much more difficult than the March and April ones that we come across.
Tell me about this run for Pima County Assessor. Why, Joanne, did you get involved?
I have been made aware of some systemic and procedural problems within the assessor's office. And as usual, I get upset. I can't get answers. I want to make change. In my profession, I'm constantly dealing with systemic issues with the Internal Revenue Service and taxing authorities. It's become almost a second requirement to do my job. And I'm seeing this in the Pima County Assessor's Office. And I believe it is time that we had somebody in that office who's not only an accountant, but also somebody who is going to look out for the taxpayers first. And I believe I'm the candidate who will do that.
Give me your platform issues quickly, please.
Okay. Again, there are systemic and procedural problems. One of the issues is there are properties that should be on the tax rolls that are not. And we can't seem that it's just been pushed off to the side. I've confirmed this with Beth Ford, our Pima County Treasurer. They refer to them as black holes.
Huh.
Another situation that was brought to my attention is a homeowner had their property valuation adjusted as additions to their house when they've never done that. So the process goes, if you're going to put an addition on your house, you go and get a permit. And then the permit is supposed to go to the assessor's office. And then any increase in value would be adjusted. Well, somebody else's changes went on to this property, not even in the neighborhood, and you know, the taxpayer just didn't look at it right away, didn't notice it right away. By the time they did, they couldn't get it undone. So they were overpaying taxes. Another issue is that, you know, Pima County residents are paying more than their fair share. My opponent has built a career out of representing commercial business owners in doing valuation adjustments at the Board of Equalization and getting those amounts reduced. As you're aware, Pima County, as the Board of Supervisors, puts together a budget. If that money is not going to come from significant funds from those commercial accounts, they're going to be passed on to the individuals. What I see coming in my office are just arbitrary $30,000, $20,000, $40,000. Nobody's going out and doing the what they refer to as touching the properties every 5 years. Is the value really increased? They're just increasing the valuations in order to get the revenues up to meet the budget shortfall that's come from the reduction of the commercial properties. I don't think that's looking after Pima County residents. I think that's looking after special interests.
So you're saying it is time for a change.
It is time for a change. It is time for somebody to take care of the residents of Pima County. And now more than ever with the COVID, businesses closing left and right. My heart just breaks. As a small business owner who works with small businesses, I can't think of another word. It's heartbreaking.
Joanne, tell our listeners about where they can learn more about you. Do you have a website?
We do have a website that is very beautiful, and it crashed. I had somebody updating it. So if you want to see a bunch of goofily stuff, please go today. Otherwise, give us the weekend to get it fixed. It is Sabah for Arizona. That's S, my last name, S as in Sam, A as in Adam, B as in ball, A as in Adam, G as in George, H as in horse, For Arizona, ArizonA.com.
And I've only got about 30 seconds. Tell our listeners about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and I have the two best loving roommates ever, Rosie and Rita, who are cats, and I just got the calendar. They are featured in the Humane Society 2021 Cat Calendar.
Great.
So there's nothing better in life than seeing my babies in the calendar.
The babies, what type of cats?
They are just regular domestic short hair. They are both feline leukemia and feline HIV positive. Nobody would adopt them. And my home is very quiet. I have no children, no dogs. So it's a perfect place for them to be stress-free and basically own me.
Well, I'm sure they're waiting for you when you come home with open arms.
The other's going to kill me in my sleep.
I'm a cat person, so I understand that. Joanne Sabah, thank you very much.
Bill, thank you. And just one last shout-out. Vote Joanne Sabah for Pima County Assessor. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
There you go. Joanne Sabah, Republican running for Pima County Assessor.